Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. Last time, we said goodbye to Moses and met a new leader, Joshua. God told Joshua to be strong and courageous, and that he would be with him just as he had been with Moses. Now, it's finally time for the Israelites to enter the land God had promised. But there's a big city standing in the way. Jericho. How would they get past its strong, high walls? Let's find out how God helped them in a very surprising way. Joshua sent two spies to sneak into the city of Jericho and see what it was like. The spies stayed at the house of a woman named Rahab. She had heard of the great things God had done and believed he was the true God. Rahab helped hide the spies from the king of Jericho. She told them that the people of the city were scared because they had heard how powerful the God of Israel was. She also asked the spies to promise that when their army came, they would protect her and her family. The spies agreed. They told her to tie a red cord in her window so everyone would know which house to keep safe. When the spies returned, Joshua and the Israelites prepared to cross the Jordan River. And just like when they left Egypt, God made a miracle happen. As soon as the priests stepped into the water carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the water stopped flowing, and the people crossed on dry ground. Soon, they were near Jericho, but the city was strong and surrounded by huge walls. God gave Joshua some very unusual instructions. He said, "The army should march around the city once each day for 6 days. Seven priests should walk in front of the ark and blow trumpets made from ram's horns. On the seventh day, they should march around the city 7 times, and then the priests should give a long blast on the horns. When the people heard the sound, they should shout as loud as they could." It sounded strange, but Joshua obeyed. So the people marched. 1 time around each day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they marched 7 times. Then the priests blew their trumpets. And the people shouted with all their might. Suddenly, the strong walls of Jericho began to shake, and then they crumbled and fell. God had knocked down the walls without anyone swinging a sword. The Israelites rushed in and took the city, just as God had promised. And just like the spies had said, Rahab and her family were kept safe. Rahab chose to trust in God, even when others didn't. She was brave and kind, and God used her to protect his people. It's a reminder that no matter who we are or where we come from, we can choose to follow God and he sees our faith. God sometimes asks us to do things that don't make sense to us. But when we listen and trust him, amazing things can happen. Joshua and the Israelites didn't rely on their own strength, they relied on God's instructions. Let's think together. Have you ever had to trust God even when it didn't make sense? What can we learn from Joshua and Rahab about faith and obedience? Is there something in your life right now that feels like a wall? How can you trust God with it? The story of Jericho reminds us that nothing is too big or too strong for God. When we listen to him and trust his plan, he can do incredible things through us. Thanks for joining me today. Next time, We'll hear what happens as the Israelites settle into the promised land. Will they keep following God? Or will they face new challenges now that they are home? Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made, and God is with you every step of the way. Bye for now.